Hey, we're back on day two with no intro music. What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? Getting a lot of DMs on Instagram. Thank you so much. You guys take direction so well. Now, I really appreciate it. It's a great way to engage. I send a video response back to everybody who shoots me a message on Instagram. And that's just to say thank you. It's my way of being authentic, which I teach all the time, that you can have any kind of business you want, but if you're not authentic and people don't know the real you, forget about it. Forget about it. I mean, anybody can do anything. There's nothing new under the sun being created. But you know what is new and
brand new,
I might add, is you and your message and your response. So don't ever lose sight of that. You know, my little sliver of this universe is podcasting, combining it with social media to reach an audience and share my expertise in the area through massive transition, inspiration, motivation, and the like, and raise a family doing it. And you can do the exact same thing. So here's what I want to share with you. I want to take you back. I got a question. Hey, what kind of books you read? Well, let me how to try to answer that. I don't read a lot of books. I've read many books, but I'm not a guy that's going to sit down at the end of the night with a glass of wine and read a book. I am the kind of guy that's going to sit down with a glass of wine and watch Billions or Homeland on Netflix with a glass of Pinot or Merlot. So I've kind of painted a visual for you. But I read a lot online. Like, I'm a big Twitter fan. My feed in Twitter is so refined that I can literally, the only thing that shows up in my feed is stuff I'm interested in, which is a lot of entrepreneurial, business, Christian type of stuff. A lot of people ask me also, I got two of these questions yesterday, so I'm just going to let you know whether you follow this guy or not is up to you. But Who's the pastor? What's the pastor's name again that you're all jacked up and you're always talking? His name is Stephen Furtick, F-U-R-T-I-C-K. Stephen Furtick out of North Carolina, Elevation Church. So if you love to watch really invigorating, motivational type sermons that are based on the Word of God, that is a big, big passion of mine. I'm a sermon junkie. I love T.D. Jakes is like the Mount Rushmore of pastors that I love to listen to as well. And boy, does he got a great book on leadership. You got to Google T.D. Jakes and you got to buy his book on leadership that he put out last year. But the pastor I listen to, the podcast I like to listen to when I'm on a ride is Stephen Furtick. When I'm at the gym, I listen to him when I'm running because I run for about 45 minutes on the treadmill, and that's about the length of his sermons. And you know, another one off the beaten path but kind of similar is Oprah's Super Soul podcast. I'm a big fan of that podcast, and I love the people that she interviews. I don't always share the views, but that's why I listen. I love diverse opinion. A lot of the time, the stuff I listen to, I don't agree with it at all, but I love to listen to it because it gives me a whole other perspective of what other people think that don't agree with me. I think that's very healthy. I don't know. Call me crazy. But I'm going to dive into 16 years ago, I read my Rich Dad, Poor Dad first time. First time I read the book, bought it, read it in one night, and I never read a book in one night ever in my life. And then I bought his book called The Cash Flow Quadrant. Now, this is Robert Kiyosaki, who I happened to meet, another bucket list item, and share the stage with in L.A. 3 years ago, and that was huge for me. I don't know, whoever's had the biggest impact on you from a distance, whether you read their book, saw them in a movie, heard a song, sing a song, whatever, that's why the New Edition concert I went to in 2012 just blew my mind. That was 6 years ago today. How about that? Every time I record a podcast, it's always the same. Hey, what happened on this day? That was a highlight of my life, man, seeing those guys on stage for the first time. I've since seen them about seven other times. But anyway, the cash flow quadrant was something like this. If you're not familiar with the book, Kiyosaki breaks it down that you either fall into one of these four quadrants. The E, which stands for employee. The S, which stands for self-employed. The B, which stands for the business owner quadrant. And the I, which stands for the investor quadrant. Now, most people start out as an E, which is employees, and some never leave that stage their entire life. But to become financially free, you got to move through the quadrants and you got to get to that B and I quadrant, the business and or investor quadrant. And I've been blessed enough to be in both of those. A business quadrant would be this one I'm in right now, the Everyday Saturday quadrant, and the I would be my real estate and stock investment quadrant. Now, I'm not a big stock guy, just to throw it out there to you. I'm not somebody that's going to give you advice on stock. I am been investing. I've had 40 rental units for 15 years. Sold them all in the past 12 months to focus every. I'm telling you, when people say I'm all in, I'm all no, I am all in on this every day of Saturday movement, and I am all my. I have sold every piece of real estate I own. I've downsized my house. All my chips are in this for you to teach you how to go through massive transition, to monetize, to do what you love to do, but at just the very least. Find your damn purpose. Find your damn purpose and your passion in life and stop settling and listening to what other people and worried about what other people think about you. I've taken every line of credit. Everything has gone into everydayisaturday.com and we're blowing it up. I'm telling you, keep your eyes on that. If you're not on my email list, you got to get on it to be notified when we go live. Go to everydayisaturday.com. Just put your name and email in. I don't spam. I send out every occasional emails every now and again, and I'm going to launch this new site in the next 3 weeks from now. I'm recording April 27, 2018. In May of 2018, you're going to see the very first promo email go out. Get on the list. Everydayisaturday.com. Get your name and email in there. It's the only way you're going to be notified, all right? So to get out of the E quadrant, how do you do it? For example, if you're currently an employee and you want to move into the, I wouldn't even recommend going into the S quadrant. The S is self-employed. You might as well be an employee. What does that mean? It means when you own a franchise, for example. And yeah, I've owned one of those too. Quiznos. That whole sordid story. You're still an employee, in my mind. They take 6 to 10% royalties. You got to dress like they tell you to dress. You got to use the products they tell you to use. You got to buy from the suppliers that you got to buy from. Here's the funny part. When I owned Quiznos, we had to buy all of our meats and stuff and cheeses and all that stuff through their supplier. It was like the mafia. Like I couldn't go to Kroger, even though I did, and buy tomatoes because I had to use the tomatoes from their supplier that they worked out a quote-unquote deal for. Well, I don't want to do that. I don't want to play that stupid Muzak CD. You know what Muzak is? You know when you walk into a restaurant or in an elevator and you hear the music or the dentist office? You know those are CDs? At least they were back in the day. They're probably audio files now, MP3s. But back in the day, I would put the dreaded Muzak CD in that would play the same music. And because I put it in the same time every morning, right around 1 in the afternoon when the morning or the lunch rush left the restaurant and I'd be cleaning off the tables, I'd hear the same. I'm having literally like PTSD Muzak right now thinking about it. I can't remember the song. Thank you, God, for not putting that in my head. But at that time, in the summer of 2005, I would sing that same damn song. It was like Bill Murray singing Waking Up to I Got You, Babe by Sonny and Cher in Groundhog Day. That's what it was like for me owning a franchise. I hear franchise, I hear Muzak CD. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for not letting me remember what that song is. Because if I did right now, I would spontaneously combust sitting in my chair. So to get in that self-employed, you're kind of an employee, you know? You're not really working on your business because you're still working in your business. If you can't go on vacation for a month and have your business continue to thrive and possibly grow, and I mean there's no better feeling than to leave your business for even a week and see that sales were higher without you. That is amazing. I see these guys and girls who run companies and Fortune 100, Fortune 500 companies. And they leave to go on vacation, they'll go on a cruise, and they're addicted to their phone, the email, the business can't run without them there. And that was me. I used to get tracked down. I'd try to take one vacation day, and I'd get called, hey, man, I know you're on vacation, but, well, if you know I'm on vacation, why are you calling me? Well, we really need an answer. Really? Like, if I got hit by a bus, you guys wouldn't be able to figure this out? Of course you can. Obviously, when I left, they figured it out fine. So that's not even, being self-employed to me is not the same as being a B or an I, a business owner or an investor. When you own a business, you can have passive income coming in 24 hours, 7 days a week, while you sleep, when you're on vacation, because you've set up what? You set up a system that can run without you. And in this day and age, there's 100 different ways from lead pages to ClickFunnels to Entreport to Infusionsoft to just setting up an autoresponder with AWeber, with GetResponse. And if you don't know any of those terms, go figure it out. It's all on YouTube. It's all free. It's 10-minute video to get indoctrinated into this stuff. Everything is figure outable. The only thing preventing you from figuring out how to build a system that's going to pay you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is your inability to focus and your lack of passion because your pain isn't great enough. I hear it all the time. Oh, Sam, I really want. Well, let's coach. Okay, here's the price. Oh, yeah. Oh, really? That vacation you went on or all those new purchases you made in the last 6 months, how's that working for you? No. ROI, no return on your investment. But hey, Sam, let's coach. You're going to change my life. You're going to stack on the cool and finally get me out of where I'm at. Yeah, let's do it. Oh, okay. Hey, I'm telling you right now, a lot of people say they want to get out of pain. They want to step off that nail, but very few make that decision because it causes them now to make the decision. Am I going to do it? Oh, I don't know, man. I don't know. Man, I'll die someday, one day. No. It ain't on the calendar, man. You're just not. Look, you can tell yourself that story, but you can't tell somebody who's actually been through it. Find someone who's actually crossed the terror barrier. Find someone who actually discovered their purpose in life and actually went for it and try to give that cockamamie excuse to them. It ain't going to fly. Now, your neighbor, when you're cooking out and having a beer with them, they'll buy it. Your coworker at the water cooler, they'll buy it. But I'm not a buyer of that. I don't buy excuses. None of them. I don't buy an excuse. I mean, you're talking to a guy who went to visit his daughter 221 days in the hospital, sat next to her isolette while she fought for every single freaking breath on a ventilator while I was working on my laptop. And I don't want kudos for that. I'm not telling you that. I don't even want an attaboy. I don't want a pat on the back because there's a lot of families doing the exact same thing sitting right next to us in that NICU at Children's Hospital. And you know what? A few of them, they weren't lucky enough to take their kids home. Their kids didn't come home, okay? There was more than on one occasion my wife and I looked up while another couple was being escorted out of the NICU sobbing because their daughter took their last breath or their son took their last breath. I'm not looking for the kudos. I mean, that's basic parenting 101. When your child's in the hospital, you don't leave their side. What I'm telling you, though, is I was able to continue to work the laptop lifestyle because I had set it up back in 2006, 2007, 2008, all these long hours, ridiculous prices of software I purchased, ridiculous web designers that took me for $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, coaches that charged me $10,000 to say hello. And before I knew it, was out six figures, and thank God I caught a break. But you catch a break when you're willing to be in the game. People who don't put their hat in the game, they never catch a break. You ever hear that from somebody? Boy, waiting for my big break. Nah, I'm sorry, man. Again, I'm not a buyer of that. I'm just not a buyer of that. Your big break's coming because you earned it, not because it was given to you. Can somebody catch lightning in a bottle? Sure. There's a such thing as a lotto winner, but that ain't going to happen, and that's no way to go through life. If you haven't been through the process, I say it all the time, if you haven't been in the game long enough to actually appreciate it, who the hell are you to ask for a handout from somebody? So here's what you need to do, all right? You need to move through that employee, that self-employee part of the quadrant. This had such an amazing impact just on my mindset, back in the day. It allowed me to think, you know, this makes so much sense that if I can get to that business owner quadrant and just put my hat in the game. Like I said, just I'm here. I'm open for business. Put the imaginary shingle outside my window. I'm open, guy. Just that, just having the mindset that you're open for business allows you to be open to everything else, allows abundance to flow to you, and you're not repelling it away because you think you're owed some hourly wage or that your franchise owner should have done this or the supplier was too much. Man, I'm telling you right now, if I could give one piece of advice, everybody should be online. And I don't care if you teach guitar lessons, piano lessons, you sell intellectual property, you're a coach and a speaker like myself. I don't care what it is that you do. I think everybody should have an online form of your business so you can collect that money 24/7. You're going to have to work for it. But again, you've worked your whole life in a job or you've worked in some capacity and you probably weren't fairly rewarded for that, if I had to guess, and you probably weren't fulfilled. See, success without fulfillment is failure. Show me a millionaire who doesn't have fulfillment and that's a failure. I don't care what the bank account says. I don't care how many commas you got, man. I don't care how many decimal points you got. If you're not fulfilled, like when I was sitting next to my daughter who was fighting for every breath and I'm on my laptop able to build out some sort, or just email or update on Facebook, that gave me fulfillment. I'm there for her, and I'm there for my older three daughters who need me to keep working so I can put food on the table and generate revenue. I was there for my wife as a support mechanism. Now, am I perfect? No, man. I mean, come on now. I'm not. I'm only saying that as an example. I tell you, and I say this all the time, world's greatest sinner, Sam Crowley. At times, world's greatest douchebag, completely oblivious to common sense. But I'll tell you what, man. I wake up every day and I try. I try to do a good show. I try to put out some good content. I try to be a husband. I try to be a father. I try to be a good Christian. I'm trying new things so I can come back and report to you. They worked. They didn't work. I lost a lot of money, made a lot of money, made a lot of friends, lost a lot of friends. How about you try? And don't just try. Try specific laser-focused type of try, like magnifying glass held over the opportunity so it gets hot, not waved over 10 of them where it'll never even get lukewarm. You feel me on that one? Because when you do that, man, and you come at it with that sense of passion and that purpose, then you will be rewarded. And it ain't going to look like you think it's going to look like. The reward is going to come in so many shapes. Look at these Instagram DMs I got, man. 8 of them just in the last few hours from individuals listening to the show. Why? Because I said, hit me up on Instagram. That's all. I want to know who you are. I want to see the real you. I don't want to see some fluffed up selfie with the lighting perfect and your hair and makeup. I want to know who's listening to the show, and then I want to know how I can help you. A lot of people join our Facebook group. Go to everydayissaturday.com/FB group. Come on in. Let us love you up. Share what your Saturday looks like. What do you want to do? What's your dreams, man? What fulfills you? What books are you reading? How can you help other people? It gives you instant platform in there to share your dream and to help other people, or just be the creepy stalker lurky person like I always was in the forums for a while before you want to make a comment. Either way, we like the creepy stalkers. We like the people that come in and share your dream. Everydayissaturday.com/FB group. One last item before we kick it off to the weekend. I've got one spot open for one individual. If it's you, great. If it's not, no big deal. Send me an email, sam@everydayissaturday.com. If you want to work together one-on-one to find what that passion is that matches your purpose, that matches your fulfillment, and how you're going to crush it 24/7 online, offline, and make every day Saturday. All right, if that's someone like you who's ready to finally get a little bit uncomfortable, whether you want to be a professional speaker, a thought leader, a marketer, it doesn't matter, whatever it is, how I can help you crush it and move through that terror barrier, I want you to take this step. Send me an email, sam@everydayissaturday.com. Put coaching in the subject line. I'm going to shoot you the link for a brief, I think it's 5 questions I need you to answer, and see if we're a good fit. And if that's not the right time, then don't do it. And if it is, if you're like, damn, I'm ready to go, man, I'm jacked up, let's do it, send me that email, all right? Happy Saturday to you. Keep the great content coming back to me. That's what fills my soul, letting me know that you're listening to the show. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.